In southeastern Utah, the town of Monticello is heading into its third year of drought. So it's digging two new underground wells, one near the golf course that should be online next month, and the other by the airport that should be done by the end of the summer. The Community Impact Board is covering the costs with a $1.4 million grant. Greg Westfall is Monticello's city manager.
Water is always the biggest challenge in this area, and we're working on doing everything we can.
Westfall says the city is also promoting conservation by metering secondary water. That's the untreated water that people use for their gardens and lawns.
The community is very willing to conserve, and they understand the area of the country that they live in. You know, water is probably our most important resource we have.
The latest water supply outlook shows that many other communities south of Interstate 70 are struggling with water this spring. In southeastern Utah, the snow water equivalent is just 27% of normal. In the western corner, it's 23% of normal. Randy Julander reports on water measurements for the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
It's a pretty strong north to south gradient in the state. The further north you go, the better water supply conditions are. The further south you go, they become very bad very quickly. You look at it pragmatically and you say agriculture is just really going to take a beating this year.
On average, reservoirs statewide are at 68% of normal this year. That's slightly lower than this time last year. Judy Fays, KUER News.